List goes on. Stop.
Great intro as always. Great intro as always. So what did you think of Vince McMahon channeling 1992 WWE to have Randy Orton vomit Papa Shango's black slime?
It was so stupid. I hated it.
I don't even know how that made TV. How does that even, how? I don't get it.
It was so stupid. I am so done with this. I'm sure the Firefly Funhouse match is going to be fantastic and a lot of fun, a lot of good stuff there.
Throwbacks and stuff.
Yeah, but my God, I am so done with this. It's not my kind of wrestling.
No, again, kudos to Alexa Bliss for trying with what she's being given, but I'm tired of her too in the role.
Yeah.
And I look at it like this. Prior to the, what did they call the Inferno match that they had? Whatever they called it. Prior to the Inferno match, I'll call it, Alexa was doing the same thing every week. She's out there laughing and she's on a rocking horse. She's doing whatever and trying to be eerie like Randy's going to get hurt. Randy basically annihilates Bray Wyatt, burns him alive, which means that Alexa's scary shit went to nothing, yeah. Led to nowhere. And now she's just doing it again. Meaning what? You know, meaning Bray Wyatt's going to come back. Randy's going to pin him again at some point. I'm done with it, but I want to talk to you about WrestleMania because we're only, what are we, like 6 weeks or something away from WrestleMania, and they've only got one confirmed match. 6 weeks before Mania, one confirmed match, Roman Reigns against Edge, and everything else is pure speculation and hearsay. Has there ever been a WrestleMania, even last year, has there ever been a WrestleMania where 6 weeks out they got one confirmed match?
Confirmed match, yeah, I would say so. But, I mean, I know several matches that they're planning. I'm going to break the news of one, which isn't that breaking news on Select this week, but...
Well, we're on Select now, so what is it? Is it Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton?
Well, I'm not breaking it yet. I'm getting a confirmation tomorrow.
Okay, well, when you...
Obviously, but the plans are Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton,
yep.
Drew and Lashley, the last I had heard... Yeah, Shane and Braun was being discussed.
Yeah, who do you think is the champion? You think Lashley's the champion?
I think Lashley would be the champion.
Braun Shane, I think, is for sure, because I can't help but notice that Braun in promos keeps on singling out Shane.
Yeah.
They're talking a lot on Raw.
They were talking, I don't know if they're doing it, about bringing back the Battle Royals, but I don't know if it's happening. Again, I can't confirm this stuff.
They should do Andre. They're going to have fans there, so they should do the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. That makes sense. And now, here's another question. Sorry to keep cutting you off, but one more question. They've kept AJ really strong, and I can't help but believe that they're doing that for a reason.
Well, everybody on Twitter seems to think it's Triple H.
But they haven't done anything to make you think Triple H. There's been nothing done to make you think Triple H.
I agree. I don't know. Just people that think so. And I don't know where they would get that from.
I'd like to see it. It'd be interesting. I'm sure Hunter, well, maybe Hunter would be smart enough not to go over now. He's not a full-timer anymore.
God, could you imagine how dumb that would be?
Yeah, he's the baby face, so you never know that mentality about the baby face overcoming the odds. You never know. What about... Intercontinental title. Looks like they might do Big E Apollo again.
Surely not. Oh, God. I don't want to see that. I mean,
with Apollo was the heel this time?
I still don't want to see it. I want to see Big E and Christian. That's all.
U.S. title, Riddle, Keith Lee, maybe. I don't know. Women's tag titles, who knows? Bailey, Sasha, Bianca looks like it's going to happen. Maybe Carmella's going to be thrown in. Raw women's title. There are so many question marks all the way down the card, and we're only 6 weeks out.
I'm hoping it'll be Asuka, Charlotte, Rhea for the title, like the ghost of Charlotte's WrestleMania past coming back to haunt her.
Right.
People that she's beaten, and they're both like, no, I want to beat her type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I guess we'll see. I want to talk about some of this WWE trademark stuff and get your thoughts on this, because I'm wondering if there's a correlation with this stuff. So Heel by Nature reports that some trademarks that WWE had filed haven't been accepted because the talent related to those trademarks have to sign consent and they haven't done it. Mm-hmm. And they gave a list of names and a couple of prominent names. Dominic Mysterio was one and Chelsea Green was another. Last year, WWE ran into a similar problem with another list of names, and three of those names ended up registering their own trademark: Keith Lee, Mia Yim, and Mercedes Martinez. So here's my question. you look at the current positions of those three talents, Keith Lee, Mia Yim, and Mercedes Martinez. Lee has these start and stop pushes all the time. Mia Yim is reckoning, and Martinez chose to go back to NXT, and you know, she's just kind of there. Do you think that there's a correlation between this trademark thing? Because you know how spiteful WWE can be. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a correlation between this trademark thing and the usage of this talent? And if so, what do you think that's going to mean for Dominic Mysterio and Chelsea Green?
I don't think there's a correlation between it. And unfortunately, I can't reveal why yet, but I do have a report that I'm finalizing for Select for later this week, maybe this weekend, about some of that stuff. Cause I've been poking around and talking to some people and some higher ups in WWE about why this happens and their process once it does happen, like how they go about rectifying the situation. Because it happened, as you mentioned, it happened with people last year too. Mm-hmm. But Keith Lee has been fairly protected in some regard. I mean, he has. He's not like jobbed out all the time.
Well, no, he's not. He's not. But, you know, considering where I guess he could be, he's not where he probably could or should be.
Yeah, but that could go for everybody on the roster. But like,
well, I suppose. I suppose.
I mean, Keith Lee, the only time I remember him getting pinned straight up, like maybe Drew?
Braun.
Okay. Braun, yeah, you're right. But, I mean, we're talking, like, over 25 matches. Now, there were a whole lot of matches that were just stupid, and they just had no finish.
Right, but right.
I don't think there's a correlation there. I think they'll get it done.
Okay. What are your thoughts on so right after WWE informed employees that raises and promotions were on hold, and this is something that you reported, right after WWE informed employees of that, WrestleNomics reports that a large number of employees received a stock award valued at $3,000. Do you think that that was done in response to the story that you broke, or do you think that's just complete coincidence?
I think it was reactionary. I think it was 100% reactionary.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
That's what I think. I haven't been told that. I think it was reactionary because why would they?
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting. Okay.
And here's the thing. If it wasn't reactionary, why wouldn't they tell those people that in that same meeting? Why wouldn't right. they say, yeah, but you're getting $3,000 stock options?
Right.
There would be no reason as a guy who manages people, not to that degree, obviously, but if I have good news to go with that bad news, I'm going to deliver that good news as well to kind of even that out. I'm not going to sit the bad there. News. Yeah, I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, stew over this all weekend, by the way. Get real good and pissed off for Monday morning.
Like what I do with Sean. I'll tell Sean something shitty on Friday, and then I tell him the good stuff on Monday.
Yeah, stew over it all. Just so when you're really excited to come in on Monday, then we can take you on that roller coaster. They would have said something, hey, listen, this is the deal, but we're giving you this stock option, and they could have spun it any number of ways.
So Moose has been carrying around the TNA championship for a while.
Yes.
And now they have officially reinstated it as a world title. My question for you is, why does a promotion the size of Impact need to have two world titles unless they're going to unify them? And this is a way of getting the belt off Moose.
I don't have a reason for that, but that was a plan anyway. A year ago, they were leaning really heavily into the TNA nostalgia because that's what they had. They had a lot of people who were young enough to come back and do stuff like the Motor City Machine Guns and yada, yada.
Rhino, yeah.
Well, I mean, even people they were bringing in, and they were going to lean into that. And unfortunately, the world happened. And then unfortunately, Tessa Blanchard happened. And then it's like, well, what? But Moose has been a pretty consistently good part of that show. I feel like it might be a reward for him type of thing. I don't know if this was always the plan. Don't know how I feel about it. Hey, if anything, it makes one more important thing on the show, sure.
But yeah, I guess it's you know, it's a small company doing, you know, a couple hours of TV a week. They don't need two world titles.
I agree. You know? And they've got the X Division title, the tag team titles, the women's tag team titles.
Yep.
And the Knockouts. So they got a bunch of title belts. Yep. They don't have that stupid ass grand championship or anything anymore. They don't have a Legends title or anything like that. But now you've got six titles, and almost every show should be about 7-8 matches. Mm-hmm. So everything's going to be for a title. Well, where's the rest of the stuff? I guess we'll see how it works out.
Okay. You know, I've talked before about Anna Jay and how I look at her as being a future major wrestling star, because not only is she getting good in the ring, but she has that star quality, that intangible quality that goes beyond work rate. And I've said before that I see her being someone WWE should target a couple years down the road. Well, shitty news for her now. She's going to be out for a while with a shoulder injury. What's the latest on that? I heard that it happened in training.
No, it didn't happen in training. She was supposed to have a dark match, I want to say, beginning of January, late December, an AEW dark match. And it had to be canceled because she injured her shoulder. And from what I understand, she aggravated it last week, but I was just told it was not in a training session, like not working out. And they hoped that she could be a part of the tournament. She hoped she could be a part of the tournament. And they had her sidelined in the meantime. And it, from what I understand, it aggravated the original injury and made it worse. And now she's going to miss a lot of time. It's very unfortunate. And she had that, I think, a similar injury before.
Same shoulder?
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Okay. Because that could be a really nagging thing career long if that happens.
I hurt both of my shoulders. And like, I still, like, when I go into the gym and I'll do sparring, I still can't hold my hands up because like it exhausts your shoulders, like shoulders, especially like it, there's so much connected to that. It can lead to neck problems. It can lead to back problems. It can lead to arm problems. So hopefully that gets rectified for her.
Last thing I want to talk about is I really value the ability to improvise, and I really value comedic timing. And I want to put over Sami Zayn and Bayley because I'm watching Elimination Chamber. And there's Sami Zayn in his pod, and Baron Corbin comes out. Maybe it was Cesaro, actually. Might have been Cesaro. And Cesaro goes over to him, and Sami Zayn's looking the other way. And then when he turns around, Cesaro's right there, and Sami gets spooked. And he yells out, and he goes, "You scared me. I wasn't ready."
Yes.
And I just love stuff like that because it seems like nothing, but so many guys just don't have the ability to do it. Then Kevin Owens, Sami's trying to convince Kevin Owens, "You and I, together. Come on, let's you and I, let's, they're not us. Let's do this together." Kevin Owens grabs him to throw him into the pod. And Sami, as he's grabbing him and throwing him, Sami Zayn goes, "What are you doing? Oh my God." And then he goes flying into the pod. I love that ability. So many guys don't have it. And same thing with Bayley. So Bayley's doing her segment last week, Ding Dong Hello. And Sasha Banks comes out. And all Bayley cares about is use the door, use the door. And I just watched that thinking most of the talent just don't have that ability. They don't. And to me, the ability to improvise and having that kind of range, to me, there's a lot of value in that. And so I really want to put over Sami Zayn and Bayley for having that. I wish more talent had that.
Yeah.
Big E, somebody that has it. I want to see more of it because he's got it. And I just really love when guys have that range and that ability to improvise. So I want to put those two over.
Yeah. I think they're great. Those were two of my favorite things. I loved the Bayley spot, especially the doorbell. It's amazing.
It's so fantastic. Silly. You know what I mean? It's so silly. And, but the way they set it up where, you know, Nia and Shayna are coming out. So they don't have the camera on them when they're coming out because they want them to be positioned behind the door for when the camera cuts to it kind of thing. It's so just silly and ridiculous, but Bayley makes it good. So.
Yeah. Is that it?
That's all I got, man.
Until next time, guys. Got some chat. Somebody says AEW Games has an AEW game show happening tomorrow with a major announcement. All right. Well, we'll be covering it for
Paul
sure.
Paul White's going to be a character. The Big Shot. Paul White is going to be a character.
Big E versus Christian at Mania. I hope so. Guys, thank you all. We're out.